streets don't love you back. Stay tuned every Wednesday at 11:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8:30 Pacific, with your hosts, Roy and Lucinda, for the hottest talk show in existence. The streets don't love you back.
Good evening, and welcome to the Streets Don't Love You Back radio show. I'm your host, Lucinda, with my co-host, Boyd. And our topic is, as always, the streets don't love you back. Join us every Wednesday night with real people, real stories, and real changes. As we hear the truth about gangs, drugs, violence, abuse, and other life issues. We have a great show for you tonight, so stay tuned in to the hottest radio show worldwide. Tonight we're talking about Rick Wershey. And Rick was recruited at age 14 and trained in the ways of the dope trade by members of the Detroit Federal Drug Task Force. He didn't get in the dope game or the dope business until law enforcement put him there. Wershey had dropped out of school to play the role that the task force asked him to play and paid him to play. Wershey never became a drug addict, but he did admit that he became addicted to the glitz, bling, and cash. He became addicted to the fast cars, fast women, and fast life of the drug underworld. When he got caught and was facing life in prison, no one in the Federal Drug Task Force came to his defense. No one. To do so would have required them to publicly admit that they had lured a 14-year-old kid into putting himself at grave risk to help them fight the war on drugs. They let this kid that they drew into the drug underworld confront the criminal justice system all alone. Rather than admit what they had done to a juvenile, the Detroit Federal Drug Task Force let this young man be sentenced to life in prison. Rick has now been there 27 years for a nonviolent drug offense, and we're going to be talking with his attorney tonight and possibly with Rick. But before we do that, let me welcome Boyd to the show.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, I just want to thank everybody for tuning in tonight to hear this great, powerful story to get educated, you know. So without further ado, we're going to bring my man, Mr. Ralph, in the building and Rick in the building. So we're going to bring Ralph in first. How you doing, Mr. Ralph? Welcome to the show.
Welcome.
Well, thank you very much for having me.
Yeah, do we got Rick going to click in? Yeah, are we there?
I'm here. Ralph Maselli is here. I don't hear Rick on the line, though.
Okay, he didn't click in just yet?
So I don't hear him. He's not on my machine anyway.
Okay, well, Mr. Ralph, we're going to get straight to the point. Mr. Ralph is Rick's attorney, and he's been fighting for Rick for a very long time, so we're going to bring him to the platform and let the people know what time it is, Mr. Ralph.
Okay, you have to understand, I did not represent Rick at the time of trial. I wish that I had. They had two individuals representing him who I believe did not represent him well. As a result, under the Michigan law, he was convicted of a crime that carried a penalty of life imprisonment without the possibility of parole. That law was changed by a Michigan Supreme Court decision in 1992 because it was ruled unconstitutional. So they brought him back in 1999 and resentenced him to life with parole. However, since then, he's had one parole hearing in 2003, which was basically a sham. They denied him parole, and they've what we call flopped him on five-year flops every 5 years since. And we've filed for commutation or parole to the governor's office on three occasions. The governor's office just sends it to the parole board. that recommends no consideration. So in addition to the one parole hearing that he had, he's been denied parole on another six occasions. So it is basically, they're just telling him, we're never going to let you out of prison. Now, in 2010 and 2012, the United States Supreme Court came out with rulings, one out of Florida and one out of Alabama, where they said you can't sentence a young person, someone who was convicted of a crime that was committed before they were 18 years of age, to life in prison without the possibility of parole. The court stated very clearly that you have to give such people, and I quote the Supreme Court, a reasonable expectation of release. Well, Richard Wershe Jr. has not been given a reasonable expectation of release. Every time his case has gone before the Michigan Parole Board, they've said, we're not even going to consider you. So under no circumstances could that be construed as being in conformity with the United States Supreme Court decisions. Now, currently, we filed a lawsuit against the parole board in the federal court system. They denied our petition, so we took them to the federal appellate court in Cincinnati, which reversed that decision and sent it back to the federal district court, the trial court, and said, look at this, make a fact-finding as to whether or not this man has been given a reasonable expectation of relief. That's been sitting in the district court for over a year without us being given a hearing. Just recently, we filed another petition for commutation with the governor's office. That's still sitting there. It was probably just sent to the parole board. And finally, we refiled a motion for resentencing in front of the original trial court, in front of the judge that succeeded the original trial judge. She took our petition. She ruled that he's entitled to be resentenced. She set a resentencing date, and the prosecuting attorney filed an emergency appeal and asked for and obtained a stay of all proceedings. So right now we're in front of the Michigan Court of Appeals. We filed our response yesterday. I think that if the court follows the law, they will deny the appeal of the prosecuting attorney and allow Mr. Wershe to be resentenced.
And I just want to say, too, Mr. Ralph, when the 650 law came in place back in the 80s, you know, I remember that law quite well and quite frequently because a lot of the homeboys I grew up with who ended up getting caught up, they was up under that 650 law. But since that's been changed, three of them has been released. One of them was released after 18 years, and the other one did 22, and the other one did 17 and a half. So that was the same law. Rick was caught up under as well. Am I correct?
Yeah, I think he's the only one that was sentenced for a crime that he committed, or that crime that he committed before he was 18, that's still in prison in Michigan. Everybody else has been released.
Wow.
Right, and that's exactly what I wanted to hear, because I did my research lately, and everyone, like you said, everyone that was involved with a lot of different situations in the 80s and early 90s truly have been released from prison, and what they did with themselves is on them. But they was given a chance to come out and do right in society, and you know, I think he should have a chance to come out and do right with society as well, you know, because it ain't like he did nothing where he killed nobody, he's shooting out and all of that, you know what I mean? He did wrong like a lot of other people, and he's paying his price.
He was convicted, he wasn't even charged with any violent crimes, and the ironic thing about it is that everybody that was put in jail as a result of his help, the leaders of the gangs, the enforcers of the gangs that admitted to, you know, 20 and 30 murders, they're all out. The leaders of the Curry gang, I think, spent 14 years in prison. They've been out for more than 10 years. The two enforcers that were in prison, they've been out for over 10 years. He's the only one that's still in prison. Why he's still there, anybody's guess. I think it's a shame. I think actually it's a crime. I think that he cost somebody an awful lot of money by helping the police break up those gangs and break up actually a gang of police officers that were escorting drugs in from the county airport into the city. 11 of them were sent to prison. All of them are out. Just Rick Wershe Jr. is still in prison.
Hmm. Yeah, and, you know, I think that, like I said, I think that, you know, it's time for people to step up, and it's time for people to let him get a chance at freedom, you know, and let him get a chance at seeing his children, you know.
Well, the question that I've been asking, because I've only been, I knew him when he was 15. I represented him on a civil matter. He had been shot, and we filed a personal injury action because I was renting an office in the suite where his criminal defense attorney at the time was. I didn't know who he was or what his involvement with the police were at the time. It was only after he was sent back to Michigan and excluded from the federal witness protection program that I got back involved. And that would have been like in 2008. The question that I have been asking is, who wants him in jail? Who is so powerful that they can control the Wayne County Prosecuting Attorney's Office and corrupt the Michigan Parole Board to this extent? Who is that powerful that wants him to remain in jail? It makes no legal sense. It makes no human sense. It makes there's no rationality to it at all. This is pure vendetta, and the question is, whose vendetta is it?
Bottom line, I'm going to let my wife ask you a few questions as well, Mr. Ralph.
Okay.
No, I just want to talk a little bit about how they brought him in and why would they bring a 14-year-old kid into this kind of a world?
Well,
to work
the,
in it, you know.
The area that he was living in with his father was on the east side of the city of Detroit. And Boyd knows it. He's familiar with that area. By that
mm-hmm.
time, it was predominantly black.
Right.
And his father and him and his sister were the only white people on the block. His father owned a gun shop, and so everybody was in and out of there. His father was a confidential informant for the FBI. Ricky, and they never called him White Boy Rick, by the way, Ricky was just a kid in the neighborhood, and he looked like he was about 12, okay? He had a
yeah.
very, very young face, and everybody liked him. He was like a pet, and he could get into and out of anywhere, and everybody trusted him. So the FBI approached his father and said, we maybe use your kid to find out what's going on in these drug houses. So his father agreed to it, which is another problem. And the
exactly.
FBI and the city and the Detroit Police Department and the DEA started using him. They took him out of junior high, and they would drive him around at night, put money in his pocket, have him go in and buy drugs, controlled buys, and find out who was in with the parties. Who knew who was associating with whom? At one point, when he was 15, they gave him false ID, a pocket full of money, and sent him to Las Vegas, where all of the gang members had gone for a boxing match. All right, this is what was happening. Now, By the time they break up the gang and arrest everybody, he's 16 going on 17. They just cut him loose. They didn't try to rehab him. They didn't send him to school. They didn't tutor him to bring him up to speed in schools. So what was he supposed to do, go back to the eighth grade? I mean, he'd been spending his time partying with the bigs. So it was just a mess. And then when they arrested him, I believe the arrest was a setup. I believe that the trial was a sham. The lawyers that represented him rolled over on him. There was no way, no chance at all of him not being convicted. His original attorney had filed motions that would have excluded the evidence that they had. The attorneys that the family of the mayor told him to hire, they were two prominent black attorneys. Both of them had been judges previously, circuit court judges. One had been the chief judge in the criminal court where this case was being tried. They withdrew his motions, his pretrial motions, and they agreed not to enter evidence before the jury that he had been working for the government. You think that might not have been important?
Right.
So after a week, they convicted him. They sent him to prison, and he's still there. All of the gang members are out. All of the enforcers for the gangs are out. All of the police officers are out. Rick Wershe Jr. is still in.
Well, I think it's a shame that the DEA and the whoever, FBI, could use a teenager to do something like that. And like you said, to not to rehab him, to send him back to school, to educate him, to do something. It's just a darn shame that they would do in the first place.
Well, in the one and only parole hearing that they gave him, the two FBI agents that had been using him not only on the street, but after he went to prison, he helped them all along the way. He put a lot of bad people in jail, and he saved a couple of guys' lives while he was in jail. The FBI agents testified on his behalf. The DEA agents came in and presented false testimony, and the prosecutor's office sent three homicide police officers in to testify against his release. I found out within the last year from one of those police witnesses that they were given grand jury testimony to review, sealed federal grand jury testimony, which is a crime. That's punishable in the federal pen by at least 10 years. Okay, you can't do that. They did that. This officer that testified told me that they didn't even know who he was. So they tried to make him out as being this major drug dealer, but in fact, he was small time. He was only in the trade for less than a year. He didn't even make a blip on the screen. He was no way a major drug dealer. He was a wholesaler. He could go down to Florida and buy drugs on credit, come up, sell them to major dealers, pay off his debt, and pocket a little bit of money. He was never a major drug dealer like they try to make him out to be.
Right. And in that era, in that time in Detroit, there were hundreds and hundreds of drug dealers just like him.
Well, most of the ones that you read about in Detroit were major drug dealers. Okay, because there was the city basically collapsed,
all right,
but they try to make it sound like it collapsed because of the drug gangs. Gangs and criminals don't destroy cities, all right? Al Capone did not destroy Chicago. The mafia did not destroy Las Vegas or New York. In order to destroy a city, you have to have a corrupt government. And that's what destroyed the city of Detroit. I mean, I grew up in that city. I was a little boy in the 40s and the 50s. That was the fifth largest city in the United States, and it was the most by per capita. It had the highest per capita income of any city in the country. All right, as of the last census, Detroit now is the poorest city per capita in the United States. It looks like a war zone. There's 40 square miles of vacant land within the center of the city itself. They're tearing it down block by block. That doesn't happen because somebody's selling drugs on the street. That happens because the city government is totally corrupted.
Exactly. Well, it was corrupt from Mayor Coleman on down, and a lot of police officers were involved in all of that.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if you can blame it all on Coleman on down. I think it might have. I think you can trace it to the flow of government money in outrageous amounts into the city. And if you start from about the time of the riots in the late 60s, in order to buy off the heat on the street, the federal government dumped enormous amounts of money into the city. That was the beginning of the corruption. Okay, the young years and after that continued it and exacerbated it.
Okay.
I mean, everything, it just, when you hear the stories, and you hear the stories of the police being on the take, and that corruption starting at the top and filtering all the way down to the bottom, there's no way that the city could not have collapsed. Everybody that could get out left. And that wasn't only the white middle class, that was also the black middle class. The only people that are still in the city right now is the black population that could not get out, and there's a new burgeoning white population that's starting to move back in a few enclaves. Whether or not that'll be enough is anybody's guess.
So when Rick gets resentenced, what are you hoping for? What do you think is going to happen?
Well, if he gets resentenced, he will, in my estimation, he'll be resentenced to time served, and which is what should happen.
Exactly.
And that would be the end of it. If you run his guidelines, even under the law as it is, all right, with any number of years up until life, and you take the highest guidelines, he's still served twice as many years as that calls for.
Right. It's just so unfair how the judicial system works sometimes.
It's the judicial system, the way it's set up, all right, if it's not corrupt or corrupted, all right, justice is blind and everybody is supposed to be treated the same. The judge that just ordered his resentencing is a very, very good judge, a young female judge by the name of Dana Margaret Hathaway. If you read her opinion, it's very well reasoned, both from a legal and a factual standpoint. Okay, and she's to be complimented on it and supported for it. Now, why the prosecuting attorney is appealing it is beyond me. It makes absolutely no sense.
Yeah, you're definitely right about that, Mr. Ralph. I just want to iterate too as well. I've been sitting here listening to you and about the city and everything. You know, yeah, I grew up there as well. You know, from the Black Bottoms. You know, so I know quite well on how things is back home when it comes to corruption at the top all the way to the bottom of the flow. You know what I'm saying? And that's what tears a community down. Not a drug dealer, not a guy who done stole a few cars, but the people who leads your community, that's just like a person that lead an organization. Your organization going to get towed down if you corrupted at the top. Your other cats going to start being corrupted because that's what they see, you know, and that comes
absolutely
downhill.
Right.
So I think
you know, I would recommend to your listeners, there is an old crime beat reporter that used to report out of Channel 7 in Detroit. He's retired out of California now, and he's freelancing. And he has a blog that comes out every Sunday morning, and it strictly deals with this story, the Richard Wershe Jr. story. All right, and if you go to his blog, is Informant America, and it's a free blog. Vince Wade puts it out, and he's been doing some really, really good work. And I would recommend to all of your listeners that if they want to know what this story is about now, go back and read that blog.
Yeah, I've read a
real.
Couple
definitely
of
read that.
Last ones.
Yeah, and I want to just say, too, Mr. Ralph, instead of the prosecutor office, you know, going against the grain, you know, trying to keep Rick in prison, I mean, it's a lot of more crimes that the prosecutor office need to be working on there in Michigan more than, you know, worried about a guy who done almost gave you almost 30 years, you know what I mean?
Well, that's
enough
I mean.
Time.
It makes,
you
yeah,
feel
it
me?
Makes absolutely no sense.
And they say the city is broke, so... You know, I've never heard in my whole life of living a city file bankrupt. I never heard of that a day in my life. To, you know, our own city did that. You know what I mean? So if it's all about that, why is you holding up a guy who done gave you 28 years in prison and that's costing taxpayers more money, more hundreds
well,
of thousands
yeah,
of dollars?
Yeah, I've been recommending to the news hounds that they get in touch with her and they find out what's behind all of this. What's motivating
real,
her to do
this? It's unreal.
Yes,
yeah,
it is.
You know, I mean,
well,
it really should be shaking
corruption.
Somebody's hand. Yeah, you should be shaking the judge's hand saying, great, great job, judge, you know what I mean? It's somebody that we're going to give a chance to come out and do right, you know what I mean? Now, if he get a chance to come out and do right, and he do right, thumbs up. If he mess up, then, hey, we gave him a shot, you know what I mean? Just like you gave all the other guys a shot. You know,
absolutely.
Get this man a shot to do right. 28 years is enough. He done paid you back 100 times over in that city, you know, for real. You know, so
yep.
We saying give him a shot. You know, and anything else you would like to inform the people on, Mr. Ralph?
No, I think I've about exhausted my breath for the evening. You guys are just in the middle of the night. I'm up at midnight here from where I'm calling from.
My man.
Oh,
and
we
just want to say,
that.
Ralph, we appreciate you. We appreciate you calling in and giving us this half hour. And, you know, let Rick know that you called in. And we got the message ringing around the country on the radio show now, because people will go back and be able to listen to the archives of what you said. And like Ralph said, get educated. Listen to my man Vince Wade. You can Google that up, or you can Google Rick Wershe up, and all the information to come up. But join the movement, man, and, you know, get this young man out and help him, you know, start a better life now in educating these kids against gangs, drugs, and violence. So that's all I have to say. Anything you got to say, sweetie?
When is his court date? In October?
Well, we really don't have a court date. We're just waiting now for a hearing date from the Court of Appeals. But all of the briefing has already been filed as of today.
Okay, so we don't know then when they'll say he can get out.
No, I know, but stay in touch. And or if you know, call my office and give your email to my secretary, and she will let you know whenever anything is coming up.
Okay,
that sounds good, Ralph.
We'll do that.
All right, thank you for letting me speak.
Thank you.
Oh,
have a great
thank you
night.
Very much, Ralph.
All right, good
have
night
good
now.
Uh-huh.
Good night.
Take care. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was my man Ralph in the building. Rick's a lawyer out of Detroit, and he just enlightening you. Hey, we couldn't get Rick on the line tonight, but we will be getting him on the line soon. But, yeah,
that's
go
right.
Check it out, man. It's a bad thing where people get caught up like that and everybody out but you, you know? So
I was thinking, too, was when he was talking and he's wondering why do these people keep trying to stop it? You know, it was, obviously there's still some corruption or there's still some hatred towards him because he continued to work with the police after he was in there. He turned in a lot of people. He turned in a lot of police officers. So there's still somebody in there that's trying to hold him down. That's the bottom line.
Yeah, but you got to keep going, you know what I mean? Keep your head up, Rick, and keep it moving, you know? So I'm going to put my man on the phone and see what he got to say, you know? Will DePiel, what's up, man? You in the building? You on the line, Will? I guess my man Will chilling. Well, hey, we're going to go to a few songs, and we're going to get this thing cracking. And once again, just Google that name up, Rick Worshi and Vince Wade, you know. They're in the building, and keep listening to that story and getting educated. So we're finna get moving.
Jazeer, born Da Vinci, Shahid the Great, the Crates. What up, Vance Beats? Let's do it.
Hey, yo, I'm at the job. When I hit, I'm gon' star. I ain't with that same foolishness no more. Hey, yo, I'm at the job. When I hit, I'm gon' star. I ain't with that same foolishness no more. Hey, yo, I'm at the job. When I hit, I'm gon' star. I ain't with that same foolishness no more. Hey, yo, I'm at the job. When I hit, I'm gon' star. I ain't with that same foolishness no more. It's only natural that you had to be fair. Walking around for miles with their heads up in the clouds. I'm down to earth. Why you been birth to this verse, feeling the labor pains of fame. When my pen burst, cries of emergency, body shaking like an addict. I can't panic, I'm pushing out the raw talent. Soar from calluses as I'm writing in my scroll. The dark side won't stop sucking at my soul. Evidently, I was put here to be legendary, to be remembered on this plane like the great campus. Hard to fix, man. If your brain's in chains, I'm sending these spirits out to touch it through your system. It be like extra, extra. Read all about it. Waiting on the day for God, he gon' sound it. Everybody gon' be dealt with just lay your promise, giving the man with a bet from the tray. Yo, I'm at the job. When I hit, I'm gon' star. I ain't with that same foolishness no more. Yo, I'm at the job. When I hit, I'm gon' star. I ain't with that same foolishness no more. Yo, I'm at the job. When I hit, I'm gon' star. I ain't with that same foolishness no more. Yo, I'm at the job. When I hit, I'm gon' star. I ain't with that same foolishness no more. Yeah. It took a minute, but finally came my time for it. They underestimate my passion and my grind for this. But preparation and opportunity slow success. Don't need to be the best or even work harder. Just make my moves precise because I plan smarter. Keep it 100 business because I'm more than an artist. It's been a curse and a gift ever since the movement started. Cut off a lot of ties because most cats is weak-hearted and can't hold water when they come to catching charges. I'm swift and changeable because it's hard to touch a moving target. It's politics and everything, so I run with bosses, plus a few shooters with murder, land rocket launchers. We all hustlers, so we trap money and live lawless. Middle fingers to the world, cause I made it regardless. All the way to the top, I hear them all talking. So I'ma wait at the top and make the stars. Hey, yo, I'm at the job. When I hit, I'm gon' star. I ain't with that same foolishness no more. Hey, yo, I'm at the job. When I hit, I'm gon' star. I ain't with that same foolishness no more. Hey, yo, I'm at the job. When I hit, I'm gon' star. I ain't with that same foolishness no more. Hey, yo, I'm at the job. When I hit, I'm gon' star. I ain't with that same foolishness no more.
Gotta try. These other rappers think they swaggin', but they not as fly. I don't always care the truth, and on my way to the top. First two, it hurts you worse than it hurts me. Now that you see that I'm blessed, you try to curse me. You're looking thirsty on the mic, home and drink some water. Got to tend to my business, I am my father's daughter. Incinerate the beat, just call me five soda. I'm finna take the lead, just because I got her. What's meant to be? Throw my eyes and touch my teeth. Stand for something, up off of anything, raise up off your knees. Yeah, yeah. And can you raise up off me, please? Tryna stay up on my feet so I can stay up off these streets. Catch me waving in the breeze. I'm blazing up some trees, I got my pad and my feet, and I'm amazing, even me. Who the fuck is you to say who I should be? The devil had my life, but then he gave it back to me. Cause he had to. Fool, I will smash you, I promise. I'm telling you the truth, and I ain't never been honest. Yeah, I got the giddy, cause he got the giggot. They left me for dead, tried to leave me to rot. These rappers escape, yeah, I have them distraught. The stairway to heaven on my way to the top. Yeah, I got the giddy, cause he got the giggot. They left me for dead, tried to leave me to rot. These rappers escape, yeah, I have them distraught. The stairway to heaven on my way to the top.
And Scott Strasberg
with Forever Young Entertainment, rocking with the Streets Don't Love You Back radio show.
What's good, people? This is your R&B pop addiction, Deion Price, and I'm rocking with the Streets Don't Love You Back radio show. My new single, Down, is available on iTunes, Amazon, Google Play, and any other online store right now. Go get that. Are you down like you say you down?
Come home to you, loving you down, and still you call me player.
Who that gon' hold you down? Who you callin', he gon' come around? I don't get it, why the f*** you trippin' when you know for sure that I ain't f***ing around?
Baby, are you down like you say you down?
Love, like you say it's love. The old school greatest hits album, a collection and series of classic hits from the boy Vault, baby. You played yourself. Featuring Pooh, Nasty, RB, ID, Pretty Cool, Sugar, EG, Slim, Goody, and many more. Out now and available for purchase at www.cdbaby.com, iTunes, Google Play, Amazon, and all online store outlets available.
No, 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 you played yourself.
Go cop that.
You played yourself. Hey, yo, you played yourself. Wait a minute, you played yourself because you didn't play the cards that was dealt.
Hey, are you looking for a new look and be fresh and hot at the same time? Well, my peeps, check out the Streets Don't Love You Back apparel. T-shirts, thermals, tank tops, sweatshirts, camisoles, hoodies, shorts, fitted caps, leggings, snapback caps, capris, jeans, beanies and fellies, backpacks, and much, much more. The Streets Don't Love You Back apparel for men, women, and children. Log on to www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.ning.com/page/store-1. That's www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.ning.com/page/store-1. The Streets Don't Love You Back.
Boy Records presents The Streets Don't Love You Back Volume 2. Available worldwide on every major site, including iTunes, Google Play, Amazon Music, and more. Featuring some of the hottest independent artists nationwide. Check out details on thestreetsdontloveyouback.com for upcoming events, merchandise, and more. The Streets Don't Love You Back Volume 2. Available now. Go and get it. But the streets don't love you back.
Don't Love You Back, Volume 3, features some of the most talented independent artists in the nation. Available to you right now on www.cdbaby.com, iTunes, Google Play, and Amazon. Make sure you go out there and cop that and understand what's going down. It's real.
What up, though? Boy Records presents The Streets Don't Love You Back, Volume 4. Coming to a platform near you, July 17, 2015, with some of the hottest independent artists in the nation. Available to you on www.speedybaby.com, iTunes, Google Play, and Amazon. July 17, 2015, baby. Make sure y'all go out there and support that, aight?
Yeah.
Streets don't love your back. I come from the air where we move that crap. We double up times, we came right back. And every time we left, we had to have that strap. The streets don't love you back. Yeah, I said the streets don't love you back.
Hey, hey, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the hottest show worldwide. Tonight, me and my wife want to thank Ralph for coming on the show tonight and enlightening people that don't know about Rick's case. Been locked up 28 years, and everybody else done been out 100 times over, you know. So we just want you to just follow that case and get involved with that case, because enough is enough, you know. And if you have not got that book, The Streets Don't Love You Back, Never Hit a Woman, and Real Love Too, you can Google them books up and buy them books today and get involved with our website at thestreetsdontloveyouback.com. We have a lot of different programs on there. And please get enlightened at what we do and join the forces, and let's continue educating our youth and others to a better life. Until next time, peace.